And they're giving out information at the fair among a lot of programs for the Branch Hillsdale St. Joseph Community Health Agency. But one of the things is about what's going on for the month of August, which is National Breastfeeding Month. Chris Dewey, the health education officer from the health department, is in the studio with us this morning. You know, obviously, you would think that everyone knows about breastfeeding and what the benefits are, but not everybody knows about the benefits of breastfeeding and information about that, right?
Yeah, that's true. And August is a great time for us to highlight for folks about the benefits of breastfeeding and the tips and tricks that new moms and moms-to-be can prepare for.
Yeah.
And we have some wonderful breastfeeding peers who can support moms that are breastfeeding. And today I am so happy to have one of those lovely ladies with us from our agency, Amy Little. And she can share with you all what we do with breastfeeding peers and how breastfeeding benefits babies.
What's maybe the biggest question you get from either moms, either, you know, before they've given birth or once they've are in that process, Amy?
Sure. Probably the number one question is it going to hurt?
Mm-hmm.
And we have been able to share with moms that aside from that getting used to it feeling, breastfeeding is not painful. If it is painful, then they need to contact us because we're here to help them overcome those challenges.
Yeah. Obviously, it's not a new concept.
Definitely not. Been around since mankind started.
Yeah, with it. So what, as a peer counselor, what services do you offer moms then and families?
Sure. So we walk alongside the pregnant moms as they are preparing for the arrival of their child to educate them on how to breastfeed, how to hold the baby, best ways to get a comfortable latch. We also educate them after the baby comes on how much that baby should eat, how often it should be at the breast, and then if they need to transition back to work or school, how to do that successfully.
Yeah. And again, so there's a lot of different moving parts to it. But it sounds like the biggest piece is that moms know they've got somebody by their side that they can call if they've got a concern, that they're just not out on their own, right?
Absolutely. We like to look at ourselves as the cheerleader for the mom after the baby is in her arms, and sometimes she feels like the person that just does all the work and doesn't get the glory. We're there to help show her that she's doing well.
So what kind of feedback have you gotten from moms over the years on this?
Most of the moms that work with us that rely on our services tell us that they couldn't have made it as far as they did without us, and that's very rewarding.
Yeah, or ones maybe that had trepidation going in, what do they say afterwards?
They're glad they tried.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, sometimes we are fearful of those things in our lives that we've never done before. This gives us a way to show them what that might look like. We can partner them in a support group where they can talk to other moms that maybe had the same fear and questions that they had. Makes the transition a lot easier.
Yeah. In a weird sort of way, it maybe was even better this last year with when we had the shortage of the formula. So families that were breastfeeding, it was maybe a little easier as far as the budget and everything else goes, right?
Breastfeeding certainly does take the place of those dollars that you would spend on formula. So it is a very good way for families to maximize that income in a way that they wouldn't be able to do if they had to buy formula.
All right, Chris, so what's the best way for folks to get involved if they're interested in getting more information, maybe getting hooked up with a breastfeeding peer counselor?
So they can go to our website, and we have the phone numbers for our peer counselors listed there. They can reach out by phone, they can reach out by email, they can call their local office and ask to speak to the breastfeeding peer. Also want to just take a minute and say how important dads can be in this process as well, because moms need the support. Mm-hmm. Moms need somebody to take the baby for burping, for bathing, for diaper changing, to give her a break for just a few minutes from that breastfeeding. So dads also can play an important support role for moms who choose to breastfeed. And it's a wonderful way for dads to be able to have bonding time with their babies.
Yeah, I was going to say, my boys are 29 and 24, but I remember vaguely those moments. So
yeah.
And they were wonderful moments for the family within that. So, all right, thanks for coming in. Appreciate the story. It's breastfeeding peer counselor Amy Little with us, along with Chris Dewey, who's the health educator, public information communication specialist with the Branch Hillsdale St. Joseph Community Health Agency, as they spread the word on this National Breastfeeding Month.